Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the DDP. We close the third chapter of Acts today, and I want to build on something we were talking about yesterday, where Peter is having the idea that the crowd is the seed of Abraham, and thus they are able to receive Jesus. I don't want to insinuate that Peter did not have on his spiritual horizon the idea that Jesus would be for others as well. Please let me clear that up. I do believe that Peter had a very limited understanding of the scope of the gospel because of his reaction to Gentiles receiving the Holy Spirit in Acts 10. But he watched Jesus deal with Gentiles. He watched Jesus deal reluctantly with Gentiles because Jesus came first for the house of Israel. So Peter makes a statement in verse 26, "To you first, God, having raised up his servant Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from your iniquities." I think it's interesting that this is the second time in this chapter that Peter has used the phrase, his servant Jesus. The mentality of that we won't see as much later in the gospel, in the New Testament, but here there's still that idea of the servant Jesus. That doesn't mean he grows from being the servant Jesus, but they will expand the way that they look at Jesus. But at this point, they saw, remember, Calvary is fresh on their minds, the resurrection is fresh on their minds. And for them, what they saw Jesus do was the ultimate form of a servant. And also, remember, Peter was privy to being in the upper room on the night Jesus became a servant and washed their feet. So that would mark them. I don't think it could be overstated that the early church felt the servanthood of Jesus more than the church does today. They felt it as one of the most defining qualities of who Jesus was. And for you to be a servant to your fellow man, they felt was the highest honor. In the Grace community, we have worked so hard to take people out of the slave mentality and into the sonship mentality that perhaps we have almost scared people away from the word servant. And they so identify themselves as sons and not servants, sons and not slaves, that it's difficult to get through to a lot of people in Grace that servanthood is a part of Christianity, because they'll respond with things like, well, servanthood is law talk. I'm a son. Yes, you are a son, but you are a servant in your mentality towards your fellow man. That's what Jesus taught us, was to serve our fellow man. And serve does not mean worship, but it literally is like a waiter serving tables. You are serving out to other people. And that is the highest definition, I believe, of Christianity. Paul would talk about how love trumped everything else. Jesus would talk about that as well. What is a greater form of that than a servant? Paul would say in Philippians that Jesus fashioned himself as a servant. He created the servant mentality that the church could then copy. And it's not about the more I act like a servant, the more I'll become like Jesus. No, we go through transformation that is a redemptive process that happens by faith. We don't become Christians by the way we act. We are who we are because of the redeeming powers of Christ. But once we have been redeemed, servanthood defines us and who we are. He says he sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from your iniquities. And I believe there's a very specific thing there, turning them away from the specific iniquity of killing him, because that was the theme of his sermon in chapter 3. We'll go to chapter 4 tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.